There's plenty of debate, but very little consensus as this recession grinds on, about what should be done to guard against a future crisis. With all this uncertainty, members of Congress are considering an overhaul of the complex rules that govern the financial system. Our Planet Money team is documenting those efforts. NPR's David Kestenbaum has more.
John Campbell is a Republican representative from California. And when it comes to this financial stuff, Campbell admits something you don't often hear from lawmakers. He's not sure where he stands.
I can tell you that, for one, I'm not sure, even in my own mind. I mean, you know, if I were king, I'm not sure what I would do at this point. And I don't think I'm alone. This stuff is not easy.
Campbell says a lot of times in congressional hearings, the Democrats pick their witnesses and Republicans pick theirs. You ask friendly questions you already know the answers to, or hard ones to the opposition. But Campbell has been doing some soul searching because he's on the House Financial Services Committee, and that's where a lot of the legislation will likely be written.
I can tell you, much to the surprise, I think, of some of my colleagues here, is that I'm favoring some, I'm not sure exactly what form it should take, but some very tough regulation. I mean, this thing is ugly. Back last September, October, we came within a hair's breadth of runs on every bank and the entire financial system collapsing. That, frankly, scared the, I'm not sure what words I can say on NPR, but you know what I mean. It scared the hell out of me. And I do not want to go through that again.
The hearing will come to order.
The Financial Services Committee is chaired by Democrat Barney Frank, but not everyone is as up to speed as he is. This hearing covered one of the central issues of the crisis, what to do about companies that grow too big to fail, companies that, if they went down, could take the economy with them. Do you break these companies up? Do you regulate the heck out of them? Do you let them grow but plan for their failure? Minnesota Democrat Keith Ellison was still wrestling with it.
One thing to understand is that many of us come here from various walks of life. We were not necessarily bankers, and it's kind of scary when you think that somebody who hasn't been doing this their whole life is now responsible for making decisions about our financial system. But the fact is that I think it's critical that, you know, we just be good students and keep on studying.
One lawmaker told us he takes a stack of papers home with him every night, and every night is a choice, he said. Am I not going to sleep? Or am I not going to eat? Regulatory reform sits at that dangerous three-way intersection. It's important, it's complicated, and it can be kind of boring. Members of Congress sometimes looked zoned out in these hearings, but there have been moments of theater. Last week, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner testified before the committee to lay out the Obama administration's ideas for the new financial rules of the road. The outline called for some way to deal with that too-big-to-fail problem, but Geithner didn't provide details. Don Manzullo, Republican from Illinois, pressed him.
So I would think that before you came out with this plan, you would have some idea of the number of companies that would be subject to this new regulation.
We laid out a broad set of proposals in the legislation and a broad set of principles, standards for determining what a systemic risk authority would cover in economics. And those are things that we'll have to work out in consultation with the Congress.
No, I understand that. But, I mean, you realize how radical your proposal is.
It's not a radical proposal.
Oh, it's absolutely. You're talking about seizing private businesses, and you don't consider that to be radical?
No, this is a prudent, carefully designed proposal to protect our financial system from the
Congress. If it's prudent and carefully designed, Mr. Secretary, then you would have the answers to some of my questions.
Outside the frenzy of Capitol Hill, there are some voices urging lawmakers to slow down. Among them, Paul Volcker, the former Fed chairman widely credited with leading us out of a previous crisis, the stagflation of the 1970s.
There is a great kind of political pressure to get things done in a hurry. Strike while the iron's hot. The House Banking Committee wants to do something. The Senate Banking Committee wants to do something. And let's pick out systemic risk regulator, that's a good one. Or let's pick out the hedge funds. We'll get after them. I mean, I guess my principal feeling is not too fast.
There's a lot of pressure. Done right, new regulation could prevent another crisis. Done wrong, it could slow the economy down or just create confusion. Or worse, not fix the problem. Democrat Barney Frank, who chairs the House Financial Services Committee, says he wants to put together legislation in the coming months. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.
And David is part of the Planet Money team, which covers the financial crisis every day at npr.org/money.